This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Angel moms, angel dads, angel families. I have great respect for these people. These are great people. These are great people. They're fighting for their children that have been killed by people that were illegally in this country. And the press doesn't cover them. They don't want to, incredibly. And they're not treated the way they should be. They're fighting for other people because they don't want what happened to their children or husband. Or anybody, we have one young lady whose husband, please, stand up. Your husband was just killed in Maryland. Incredible man, just killed. Beautiful children, won't be seeing their father again. These are brave people. These are people that are, they don't have to be here. They don't have to be doing this. They're doing it for other people. So I just want to thank all of you for being...
By the way, what Trump's doing here is really important. He's humanizing. The media will never cover people killed by illegal aliens.
70,000 Americans.
Stuart Rose, we're going to get to more of his declaration a few hours ago. And, of course, you're a constitutional law graduate, have practiced law, but you've dedicated yourself down to Oath Keepers that you founded. But, you know, specifically as a veteran and a patriot, I mean, you wanted Trump to declare an emergency, but you're saying he didn't have to do it through... the 70s law.
No, he didn't have to use the 1976 Declaration of Emergencies Act. He could have just pointed to his responsibilities as the commander-in-chief. In fact, he didn't have to declare emergency at all. All he had to do was issue the orders to the military to go to the border and secure them against the military enemies. The cartels are unconventional warfare.
The president doesn't need authorization if the Chinese launch ICBMs.
Well, precisely.
And so if the border is being overrun, he doesn't have to go, you know.
Well, yeah, and the cartels are international terrorists. They use the force and threat of force to control terrain inside of Mexico. They're very much like Pancho Villa was.
They use terror.
Yeah, they use terror. And inside the United States, along the border, along the entire border, there are towns that are half illegal alien. Just the other day, I was down in Eagle Pass, and a Marine Corps veteran and law enforcement veteran there gave us a tour and let us know that half the citizens, half the people there are illegal aliens. 20,000 American citizens, another 20,000 illegal aliens. And the cartel runs that town. They control everything. And so they use force through the force to control behavior and control politicians. That's the current definition in federal law of terrorism. And they are international, so they're an international terrorist organization. He should say they are just like ISIS, just like Al-Qaeda. They are international terrorists in a war on terror, a global war on terror, and they're unconventional warfare, fourth-generation warfare, military opponents of the United States who are taking over territory in Mexico and in the United States.
And by the way, you and I have been big opponents of creeping, mission creep, martial law, police state. This is the opposite. Letting cartels take over is the definition of a foreign terroristic police state. It's the duty of the executive branch, the president, to stop it.
It's the primary function of government is to preserve life, liberty, and property, and to guarantee to our posterity the blessings of liberty. National defense is the most important function of our government and the most important function of the president as commander-in-chief. That's why in Article 2 it says he will be the commander-in-chief of the armed forces and of the militia, and that's us, when called into service, period. And he has obligation and duty to carry out all of the guarantees, including guaranteeing each state a Republican form of government. It says there that the national government will guarantee to each state a Republican form of government. If you have the cartels taking over your counties and towns and your sheriff departments and your police chiefs, how is that a Republican form of government?
And as you know, for 10 years, Arizona, 30, 40, 50 miles in, has signs saying, do not go down, we're talking concrete roads in some cases, this is controlled by cartels.
Exactly. We can't guarantee your safety. We advise you not to camp here. Not
so the U.S. has been, for over a decade, giving up continental United States territory.
Precisely. And it's exactly a direct parallel to 1916 when you had Pancho Villa. There was a civil war in Mexico after the Mexican
Revolution. Hold on, let's recap it. Stuart Rhodes, who again has his law degree and is an expert, and also worked in Congress. to get into where we currently are, what the president needs to do next. But I think this is a big step in the right direction. I don't want to give the president too much heat for this. But you're right. It's not even an emergency. It's just his duty.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalists and get high-quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Keepers, Army veteran, good friend of mine, known him probably 16, 17 years since he started the organization. And of course, a Yale law graduate, used to practice law, don't do that anymore, full time. That was going on at the nation fighting for its survival. And some stations don't care the last 5 minutes, so let's recap this. We're not criticizing the president overall. I think what you're saying is we're defending what he's done, but he doesn't need this 1970s law to declare this emergency when the continental country's being threatened and the UN's running it and things are collapsing. You've got drug cartels taking over major towns all over the Southwest. He better be doing what he's doing.
Yeah, he needs to do it as the commander-in-chief, though, instead of putting it only in the box of fighting crime, you know, drugs and human trafficking. He needs to articulate the reality that the cartels are military enemies. And the direct parallel, which is very important, is Pancho Villa. And Pancho Villa and his bandits took over northern Mexico. Mexico City could not stop them, could not control them. Just like today, Mexico City can't stop the cartels. You know, Pancho Villa
you don't play games and stuff, you just wipe them out.
Well, yeah. When Pancho Villa raided into Texas and killed 18 Americans, the cartel has killed far more than that, obviously.
Thousands.
Yeah, thousands. And so President Wilson, 1916, responded to this situation by sending the U.S. military down, the National Guard, down to the border to secure the border. And then he sent General Black Jack Pershing into Mexico to take it to Pancho Villa and go hunt him down. So that's what they did back then. It was a military defense of the nation.
And again, it's a defense. It's not a technical invasion to take the country. You have to go into the base and take it out.
Well, yeah, because Mexico City, the nominal leader of Mexico at the time, the president of Mexico, could not control his own territory, could not control Mexico. And so the U.S. Army had to go do it. And we're in a similar situation. Mexico City does not control northern Mexico. The cartels do.
That's right. Mexico is a fallen, failed state.
It's a fallen narco state, a failed narco state. I mean, we just heard in the El Chapo trial that the prior president of Mexico got a $100 million bribe. So you could even say that right now Mexico is being run by the cartels. Much like the Taliban took over Afghanistan, the cartels have taken over Mexico. But if you want to give respect to the Mexican government, you say, well, look, either you have to fix this or we will. And they have failed to do it. And so we could.
Let's be clear. We don't want to invade Venezuela. We don't want to invade Mexico. But we can't fight it on our border. If they're failed, collapsed states, it's like building a seawall from the Gulf of Mexico. It's like we have to go in there and stop it.
You may have to. I think President Trump, and especially given the reality of the absurdity of the courts in the United States interpreting the asylum laws to allow anybody who sets foot on U.S. soil to be automatically processed for asylum and then cut and released in the United States, he may have no choice but to go into Mexico to stop them there and to take it to the cartels to prevent them from getting on U.S. soil. But even if he doesn't do that right now, he should articulate this. He shouldn't say, I'm going to go, you know, try to find and scrounge up money that's discretionary as the president to enforce the laws. What he should say is, as commander in chief, I'm going to use that massive military budget we have of $1.3 trillion, and I'm going to use that just like I do in Korea. We guard the DMZ in Korea. We guard the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Well, we can't guard our own border.
We can't guard our own border. It makes no sense at all. We used to have the army on the border. That before there was a border patrol, it was the obligation and duty of the U.S. Army. There are forts every 50 miles along the border, staffed by Army soldiers. That's what we have to get back to, because that's what it's going to take.
And by the way, there were a couple million illegal aliens here. It was out of control with what they were doing. And Eisenhower, in like a month, rounded them all up. I mean,
right, back in the 50s.
I mean, it wasn't a joke. It was just like...
Yeah, he did it. And so, you know, I think President Trump, I think what he's trying to do the right thing, but my suspicion is, as we all know, is he is surrounded by deep state agents. We just learned of an attempted coup to use the 25th Amendment, and I'm sure he still has people like that.
And how crazy, like, used to that'd be a huge story. Now it's like, oh, yeah, there was a 25th Amendment coup, and they tried to do this, and, yeah, you know, they're on the payroll, the Chinese, the government. I mean, it's like, wow, we are so sold out.
Exactly. And as, you know, as Alan Dershowitz said last night on Tucker Carlson, that was clearly a coup. It's, you know, the constitutional remedy, if you believe the president is committing felonies, is to go and
impeachment.
Right, impeachment. That's the constitutional remedy. The 25th Amendment is all about incapacity. Is the president injured, like when Reagan was shot? Is he able to...
Yeah, that's only one degree away from blowing the president's head off. When you're trying to use 25th Amendment and all that.
Sure. Well, they're removing him through an unconstitutional means, and they're doing it by collusion in the DOJ and his own legal counsel and the FBI behind his back. It's like 7 days in May.
I want to get to that in the next segment, because that's really big, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we just get punch drunk to the insane times we live in. That's validated everything we've been warning of, everything we talked about. But we were always used to having a globalist in office. It's the weird juxtapose of we've got a quasi, you know, guy trying in there, and he's under siege, we're under siege, but we're winning in many ways because we've kind of fought into a stalemate. And then you've got the paradox, though, of the Democrats not standing when Trump says we saved 3,000 women and hundreds of kids in sex slavery, and you know, we're stopping child pornographers, which is, and then they won't stand up for that. It shows. And then, oh, MS-13 are God's children. I know Democrats locally in Austin. They all run illegal immigration chains. They're dealing drugs. They're feeding on the poor underclass they're bringing in. But, I mean, we have to understand the Democratic Party has fully converted to an insane mafia.
It's like mass gaslighting. They're doing all these things right in front of your face, and then they tell you, that's not happening. There's no crime on the border. There's no one being murdered on the border, like today during the...
Acosta!
Right.
These are real mothers holding up their dead kids, and Acosta doesn't exist.
There's no crime there, even though they're right in front of him. So it's like...
Well, let him actually go down to the border for real, and not just walk around behind a wall and see how much crime there is.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's the problem, is that the president has gone down to the border, but what he needs to do is basically what we did yesterday, what we did about a month ago, fly along the border. He should do a live stream. Here's the border. He should go interview ranchers on the border. He should take the time to go down there and put that up on.
He should meet the ranchers, and we'll talk about that in our attempted coup against Trump, which, again, we talk about it so much now that it's all confirmed. We're like, hey, we told you this. Now it's confirmed. But here's the deal. I'm anti-police state, and I want due process here in America. And I push for that. But on your border and in a war, we never won a war playing games with a bunch of lawyers. And we win wars carpet bombing people. And Mexico's already being carpet bombed by the cartels. We're already collapsing into this. So I just don't know, with such a leftist press spying on the military and our police, I don't know how we're supposed to smash the cartels for once and for all and ever win that. I mean, we have to smash them. We have to exterminate them, or it's going to keep coming back.
Well, he has to recognize that we are facing really a perfect storm of an invasion and an insurrection against our laws by their inside the gates, traitors of the Constitution, the sovereign of the sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. And all along the border, you have compliant Democrat politicians who are in the back pocket of the cartels, and also, like the La Raza types, are ideologically motivated to...
It's a terrorist narco state that's basically brown KKK.
Absolutely.
I mean, their group is, for those in the race, everything; those outside the race, nothing.
Right. So
that's literal Hitler stuff.
So you have the cartels in allegiance with radical Marxists and globalists who want to destroy the United States.
And radical Muslims. It's like Marxist, racist, drug cartels in league with Muslims.
Precisely. All of them have the same common enemy, which is Western civilization, and they want to destroy the borders and tear down sovereignty.
So how do we counter this witch's brew? That's what I'm saying, is we're already under attack. And I think people want Trump to take the gloves off.
Well, he has to, but he has to do it constitutionally. So he could call forth a militia, which includes the National Guard and all of us, as the militia, to suppress the insurrection. He can call us forward to execute the law.
How do you vet that and stop infiltrators?
Well, you have your military veterans and your police officers first step up.
Oh, yeah, you have to go people who have a background. Because, I mean, precisely. Look at the Trump rallies. They send in guys screaming racist stuff every time they're a Democrat. I mean,
sure.
I'm not against the militia, but they're going to infiltrate a classic militia.
Right. So what you do is...
This isn't 1776 where the British were somewhat honorable and didn't do stuff like that, and we didn't do it.
Right.
That was still false flagging.
Well, I think whether it's Governor Abbott here or President Trump could call up the militia and call on the military veterans and police officers first. And, of course, you're watching. You could do background checks. You could go through watch their social media and see where they're at. You can weed out your actual white nationalists or your radical leftists.
And you'll find out who they are real quick.
Yeah, you can find out.
Let's talk about that. Because, listen, more caravans are coming. 5 million tell Gallup they're coming. The country's under attack. Europe's already collapsed. We're not talking about militias and martial law for a joke. Pelosi says she'll threaten martial law and confiscate guns. We'll talk about that when we come back. The Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers, stay with us.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Founder, Oakkeepers, Yale law graduate, patriot. He's here with us. And, you know, I get mad at myself because I tell this story almost every week because it's so critical to understand the globalist. And as I got older, I realized it was true. It's like 10, 12 years ago, I was on a first-class airline flight, American Airlines. And one of the heads of one of the big three banks was there. And I said, oh, you don't fly on private jet? And he goes, no, too much hassle. I was visiting my dad, a retired general in San Antonio. I'm kind of letting you know who it is, you know, with it still being off record. He goes, is this off record, Alex? And he goes, the public's dumb, and you'd be best just to join us because they're going to adapt to being slaves. He goes, you don't adapt and overcome. You adapt to what we're doing, and the public, you know, basically just is a bunch of idiots that don't deserve it. And I thought, well, that's later as I watch things, I'm adapting to governors on TV saying they kill babies after they're born. I mean, I don't like it, but I'm still just getting comfortable with that. They slap in the face, you know, hearing these evils. And then now, like you said, Mexico's hundreds of thousands dead, not 40,000 dead like Trump said. Hundreds of thousands, that's the State Department's own numbers. Most areas are lawless, super dangerous. If you have any money, you're kidnapped very quickly. 80% of women coming through there are raped. That's Amnesty International. It's a hellhole. And we're just here calmly talking about McCabe and them planning a 25th Amendment coup of the president, which confirms everything we knew was going on. And it's just like, don't people get that we're this close to there being no rule of law and then things just unravel very quickly, that Western cultures are rich and powerful because we know we're corrupt. We try to keep it in check. Once you put a bunch of clicks in, it's over. This country will unravel. It will fall apart like third world countries can't build nuclear reactors. They can't upkeep them. Our reactors will start melting down. And I'm not trying to scare people. Places like Venezuela can't run nuclear power plants, folks. They can't wipe their ass. And they were smart 50 years ago. They get lazy. They get dumb. Everyone gives up because there's no excellence. There's no leadership. So I'm ranting here. It's just that as a father of four, you're a father of six, gut level, historic level, everything, we have put up with far too much. And I know they're trying to break my will, even though I'm fighting hard. Imagine people that aren't even conscious. So let's get into the fact that they're currently trying to coup the president. They're admitting they're doing it. And then, as you said, we'll play the clip in a moment, Pelosi. You said it's not martial law, it's just dictatorship. She says, we'll declare an emergency and take your guns. What? And now we're kind of like, oh, well, they want our guns. They should deny it 10 years ago. Now the New York Times says, ban the guns, take them. And that's what I mean is they've radicalized so far that here's the problem. People say, well, we'll just submit. We'll just give it. They'll never stop pushing. There will be a bloody civil war. I don't want it. But they're not going to stop, and a certain percentage of Americans are not going to let the schools, like Jocelyn Elders wanted to do 20 years ago. Now it's made, you know, take your two-year-old and have the teacher sit there and, you know, sexually abuse them. I mean, these people are freaks, and there's no limit to what they'll do. So what I'm saying is, Stuart, you can smell the blood in the air. We're going down a road of just death.
Right, and a couple of things. One is, in a way, it's good that they're going so over the top and jumping the shark, like Cortez with all her open articulation that, well, any Latino can come to the United States. You know, there's no such thing as a border. We should just
have
a
everything's free, free. Don't right. Work.
Everyone. So they're letting you know what their plan is. Their plan is, and you know, of course, you understand that I come from a Hispanic background myself. My family came from Mexico originally. my mother's side, but they came here and assimilated, became Americans. What Cortez is articulating is the Weather Underground identity politics strategy of...
It's a Marxist ethos.
Sure. Turning Americans who are Hispanic, trying to, against their own country. Of course, there were at least a quarter of the crowd in El Paso at the Trump rally was Hispanic, which was really nice to see. Those are patriotic Tejanos who believe in
life. And notice the media didn't want to show the crowd.
No, they don't, and they won't. So that's part of their gaslighting. They don't want you to believe that there's anybody out there who supports Trump except for white people. The next inference is, well, they're all racist. At the same time, they want to bring in more people. They can't successfully brainwash all minorities. Many, you know, and the walkway movement is a testament to this.
Well, no, statistically, blacks and Hispanics are turning towards capitalism in America.
Right. They failed to brainwash them and use them. They tried to use them.
And that's why they want the very lowest IQ, dumbest of the third world. Hurry, get in here, already pre-brainwashed at UN camps to make sure they're vetted.
Well, they want to bring in people who don't have our same history and our same culture, who are easier to manipulate. Absolutely right. Come from socialist countries. They want someone from Venezuela or Honduras or Guatemala who they think will vote Democrat. Now, whether they will or not, it could be a battle. But the best way to stop it is prevent them from doing what they want to do, which is flood us with people. And at the same time, they're instructing them not to assimilate. They're articulating in them, you know, fly your own flag, be proud of where you're from. The United States is oppressive. You have a right to be here because this is Chicano territory, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. America sucks, but get up here and get free stuff.
Yeah. America sucks. Help us destroy it, basically, is what they're doing. So what we have to do is realize the reality of that and make sure Trump also realizes it. He came close today in his press conference. He almost said this is a effort by the Democrat Party to bring in new voters. He should have said it because it's true. But at the same time, we should focus on the cartels. We have a chance with him right now to fix this peacefully, relatively peacefully, but he has to be aggressive. He needs to purge out the neocons and the deep staters in his own cabinet, first of all, to protect himself against the 25th Amendment coup. And then he also needs to purge out and clean out his DOJ so they'll go out there and act.
He must do it.
He must. He has to.
But here's the thing. MS-13, these people are so brainwashed, they love going to prison. And I'm not somebody that's, you know, we need to bring back the death penalty, and it needs to be due process, but done quickly, because these people need to be killed. I mean, people that, well, you know, MS-13 likes to kill little kids in rituals for the devil. I mean, that's part of their whole thing. So people that are into torturing and killing kids, we don't need to put them in prison and let them out in 5 years when they've committed a, you know, murder. They need to be killed. And I'm not a bloodthirsty person, but we need to kill these people.
Well, I mean, if you're waging war against them using the U.S. military on the border, it'd be a different paradigm. So it could get quite a bit more messy.
And I'm not trying to sound big boss here. I'm just saying, when you're faced with people that worship the Grim Reaper and torture children, you have to take the gloves off.
Well, there's mass graves full of women and children in Mexico. Once they use them up as sex slaves, they kill them. They don't. There's no retirement home for ex-sex slaves in Mexico. They're just killed and put in a mass grave. But what I was referring to, though, is what Trump should be doing is prosecuting the leftist NGOs and the politicians who are in his face violating federal law.
And that's the key when we come back. That's what they flipped out and threatened to take Lou Dobbs off the air when he had the head of Judicial Watch ongoing. We give billions to USAID that gives it to Soros to form these. It's public. And they went, oh, my God, take them out, because that's it. Just cut the funding.
Well, prosecute them for aiding and abetting illegal aliens and harboring them.
No, I agree. You're right. We've got to push it with prosecution, and then we get the cutting the money off. Exactly.
Right. Well, the money's you use RICO for that.
Why doesn't Trump do that? I mean,
because he has a DOJ that's controlled by deep staters, as we now know. They tried to do a coup against him. His own deputy attorney general was plotting to use the 20.
Ron Rosenstein.
Right. Yeah.
You can take one look at that guy and then his background. I mean, who? What scum?
Exactly. So he was plotting. It's not just him being an outlier. It was him and the deputy director of the FBI together. Right. And who knows who else on his cabinet? We don't know.
And then the documents being released by Congress where these people are going to the State Department saying, we'll reclassify this as not top secret if you give us a European job in the State Department. I mean, you watch the country being sold out for nothing. These people are chicken, you know what? They are pathetic. And they must be removed.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Suggesting, Mr. President, there's a military plot to take over the government. This may occur sometime this coming Sunday.
There are some who will say, it can never happen here. But this is the story of how it could happen. In 7 days of intrigue, of blackmail, of terror, an eternity of suspense. This is the astounding story of a military plot to overthrow the government of the United States, which, if successful, would change the fate of every American.
you sell information. Are you sufficiently up on your Bibles to know who Judas was?
Yes, I know who Judas was. He was a man I worked for and admired until he disgraced the four stars on his uniform.
7 days in May, the first day when a Marine colonel wondered who was inciting screaming mobs in Madison Square Garden.
Antifa. Cortez.
The second day that uncovered secret meetings in Washington's back alleys. The third day when unknown men prepared to kidnap the president from his private vacation resort. The fourth day that brought a secret presidential messenger to death in a plane crash in Spain. The day a senator of the United States was held against his will. The fifth day when a woman found her past being used for blackmail.
Look, Ellie, if I could tell you why
I'll tell
you this,
something.
You'd understand.
I was a stupid, impressionable female who let an Air Force general use her like his personal airplane.
The sixth day, the discovery of a desert base for an airborne task force, kept secret even from the President of the United States. The seventh day, when the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff dared the President of the United States to stop the conspiracy that couldn't be proved.
You're not a weak sister, Mr. President. You're a criminally weak sister.
You say I've duped the people, General. I've built them. I've misled them. I've stripped them naked and made them defenseless. You accuse me of having lost their faith, deliberately and criminally shut my ears to the national voice.
I do.
Well, where the hell have you heard that voice, General? In freight elevators? In dark alleys? In secret places in the dead of night? How did that voice seep into a locked room full of conspirators? That's not where you hear the voice of the people, General, not in this republic.
And I will not resign voluntarily.
I'm going to fight you.
And then we'll see which one of us the United States is willing to follow.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Not since the founding of this nation or the Civil War has this country been in more danger, and the whole world's in danger because Europe's run by total tyrants. China's run by people even more soulless than Hitler. And Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyers here with us. The founder of Oath Keepers, working hard in some really important operations here in Texas. He can't get into on air. He'll be co-hosting some next week. But you mentioned this, so I thought I'd pull a few news articles. We can put up on screen for TV viewers. Just type in 25th Amendment coup, Infowars.com, and then click Google News or Google Web, and you'll get hundreds of articles we wrote last year. Hundreds. Rosenstein is plotting deep state coup against Trump. 25th Amendment. Let's move on. Coup d'etat now live. Deep state on 25th Amendment planned to remove Trump. Now you know why they want to solve air.
Right.
Why New York Times story about Rosenstein coup attempt is a setup. So now Alan Dershowitz is on Fox News last night. You mentioned it. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard lawyer, highly respected. He says the deep state using 25th Amendment to oust Trump is clearly an attempt at a coup d'etat. So next year's news today. They don't want us off the air because we're lying. They want us off the air because we're over the target.
Yeah, exactly right. And I do think there's a chance that part of why this is coming out now is that they want to condition the public, just like conditioning you to accept infanticide. They want to condition people to say, well, you know, they did a 25th Amendment coup attempt and no one's prosecuted, and so it's on the table. And if it happens down the road, it happens. And a lot of the leftists are still talking about using it right now, openly.
And I remember they had full-page ads a year and a half ago in the New York Times saying, oust him, 25th Amendment coup. When I talked about it, they had articles saying, Jones made it up, it's not in the New York Times. And I had family read that, and they, Alex, we believe you, but I had family go to places that have newsstands. And they went, son, it's my mom. I had family come and they go, son, it's full page. Why would they say on the news it's not in there? What is that military tactic of a dark side military where I guess it's gaslighting, but what's the point when it's in million? I think there's 5 million papers a day put out. It was in all 5 million. People had it delivered to their doorsteps. My family literally go, I don't want to say who in the family, but they're like, I got a call and I go, they're saying this on the New York Times. Why are you saying that?
Well, it's right out of 1984, right? Like Orwell's 1984. Everyone knows they're in dictatorship, but it's the Ministry of Love, and Big Brother loves you, even though you know your neighbor's been disappeared. So at the same time as they reveal to you, here's what's going to happen to you if you get in our way, they also gaslight you. Don't see what's in front of your face. Don't see the tyranny right in front of you.
Exactly, but if you're informed, the tactic is that it makes you upset, or I guess people aren't as dogged as we are. I'm not bragging. I guess they kind of give up, or because there's got to be a reason they do this tactic. Like,
yeah, that's what it is. It's the ones who are awake and aware. They want them to become so demoralized that they just give up and hide, or they join forces, you know, come over the dark side, you were told, or the ones who are willfully ignorant and don't want to see it. They have an easy way to ignore what's in front of their face.
I got a couple calls yesterday, and I'm not going to say who by, but some big people, and one of them was a major CEO, and they just said, listen, it was it's off record, so I can't say who. They go, this is your road to redemption, Alex. You're going to get destroyed. We don't want this to happen. It's not as bad as you think. There's a road for your redemption.
Right.
And so now they're saying, just fly to San Francisco. We have your road to redemption. Like, I can't even entertain Sonya.
Right.
I mean, if it wasn't pedophilia-driven and radical Islam-driven and so evil, I mean, I'd make deals because I don't want to be destroyed, but I'm not making a deal with these people.
No, you can't because your soul is more important than anything else, right?
I just don't get how most men, and I'm not trying to act like, I don't get how most men have been so, like, kept in a fishbowl their whole life because they don't even know. They just think you kiss other powerful men's ass and you move up. They don't even know. It's like Louis Gohmert said to the head of Google, we said, you just lie to us. I never, like, but maybe you're not lying. Maybe you've lived in the dark so long, you don't know what the light is. I just like, because they're like, well, why aren't you going to sell it? We're going to destroy you. And like, sell out to destroying everything? Like,
right.
Sell out to jumping off a cliff? It's like there's nothing to sell out to.
Right. Right. What are you going to do? You're going to live a few more years longer in peace and quiet and then give over your children and your children's children to slavery? Of course you won't. Can't do that.
But man, the average guys, you know, the successful is polishing their Porsche, messing with their trophy wife, and they just I want to kick their ass. They're the people I really don't like. There's nothing wrong with playing golf or, you know, having a good time, but these guys think not caring is like a shield. You see these strong, smart, good looking guys might be able to kick my ass, have a higher IQ, but they don't have a spirit.
Right.
And I want to knock their teeth out.
I don't blame you. And they're the reason why the GOP just did what it did yesterday. They sold the American people down the river, and they gave the president what I think is a big bag of turd, frankly.
No, I agree. I like the emergency, but this whole DACA thing, Trump's starting to go sideways, and it really worries me.
Well, there's a provision in there that allows the communities on the border to say no to a wall. So you have these Democrat-controlled, cartel-controlled communities. Like, I was just down at Eagle Pass the other day, and I asked our guide there, the Marine guide, I said, hey, what's deal with the sheriff here? He said, well, he used to be a Border Patrol agent. I said, oh, that's good. So he's in favor of the wall? Oh, no, he's a Democrat, he's opposed to the wall. It's obvious he's in the back pocket of the cartels. So you have these...
Oh, yeah, these guys all live in million-dollar houses. And by the way, down on the border, that's like a $10 million house. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Recap all this, because we're going to host 30 minutes the next hour, and then best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, really smart guy, Matt Brackett's taking over. He's been hosting a lot. You're going to be guest hosting a show next week. Stuart Rhodes here in Texas, getting a lot done with Gary Haven, other great patriots. We're not up here trying to be dramatic, and that's my problem. And I keep going back to this mentally to the audience. Everything we ever warned of basically has happened. And now it's almost like, okay, it's real. Let's just all just sit back and see what goes on. No, folks, people need to be focused. They need to be involved. They need to be diligent. And I'm not here saying it's like work. And I'm not complaining to the audience either. It's just that we have to take action, because I want you to give your view on this as a smart guy, historian, lawyer, veteran. You're a smart guy. And I mean that for new listeners shooting in. What's the world look like if they win, versus if we can hold them back and at least push them back some? Because, you know, evil's an ongoing problem. We're not offering a utopia like Cortez does. You know, you don't have to work, or everything's free and there's pie in the sky and chicken in every pot. But a good world, if we become moral again and get engaged, versus where we're going.
It would look like Orwell said, vision of the future is the boot stamping on the human face forever. And you can look at northern Mexico and the absolute demonic mass murder that's happening, and oppression of the Mexican people by the cartels, and that's your future. That's your future in a communist dictatorship. It's your future in a narco state, too, a cartel-run narco state. and you're going to get a combination of those two things. And your future is also what you saw in the caliphate with ISIS. That's your future as well. In fact, all three of those elements are at work in this country right now. You have all three demonic, possessed, totalitarian elements working together to overthrow our constitutional republic.
Why does Christianity, real Christianity, produce so much incredible wealth? Like Tutsis and Hutus, the Christian groups, less than 10%, they have almost all the wealth because Christianity allowed them to not kill each other and produce wealth. You know, beyond IQ, it was just some high IQ, some low. It's the Christian, real Christian ethos that creates fabulous wealth.
Yeah, the sanctity of the human soul, the sanctity of human life, and the belief that you have a self-determination, and that the only person you have to answer to is God, that there's no man-God over you. Communism has a man-God over you, so does the caliphate, and so does the cartel.
I remember being a little young and jealous or envious of things. The only thing I'm still jealous or envious of is, you know, women. That's genetic. But I was never, like, mad the neighbor got a new motorcycle, kid got a better motorcycle than I did, or better golf clubs. But it's so freeing now to not get mad that some guy's got a gorgeous wife or a bunch of great kids or more money than me or a private jet. It's so freeing that material's fine. I like to be successful and take care of my family, but it means nothing at the end of the day compared to ideas. But then I still run into most adults and they're just seized up with envy and like, well, your house is a little bigger or your pool and it's like, not that any of those things are bad, but to them, it's like, that's what they're shooting for. And they're so empty.
Right. Well, it's what the Bible talks about. When he says that, you know, a wealthy man will get into heaven much, much more easier or harder than putting
an camel through the eye of a needle.
Right. Because if you're worshiping just success and you're constantly grasping for more, you'll never be satisfied. What really counts is your everlasting soul. That's what really counts.
And, of course, if you really go to the Bible, the historians, Christ was pointing at the Jerusalem wall. It was called the eye of the needle. The thing is, a camel, and you had to get on your knees. It was a very small opening. So the point was, you got to be humble.
Right.
You can be rich, but you've got to get on your knees and not to God. You can't put the money top.
And that's why I think Christianity is so hated, is because that was the bedrock root of the conviction of our founding fathers to fight and bleed.
They fear the conviction that we serve God, not man.
Right. No king but Jesus. And they were willing to give their life up. And you had wealthy men who were willing, you know, Hancock, for example, who are willing to give up their fortune and risk all. And George Washington is wealthy as well. These are wealthy men. Where are the modern versions of Hancock and Washington and Jefferson?
And as you know, the Brits were able to beat the Boers after a long war by grabbing their families. Many of the founders had their families taken and put on slave ships, starved to death. And they just let their families, they're like, we're sad, but, you know, they starved to death.
Well, if you have a conviction that what really counts is doing what's right, and that you're willing to give your life and even your family's lives because you know it really counts as your souls, then you don't give in.
And imagine being in Boston or New York and looking out at ships a mile out and knowing your sons are on that ship being starved to death, and you can't give up.
Right, you can't. Well, because if you do, then everyone loses everything. Even if you want to talk about just here on Earth, you're still talking about posterity. Your future posterity.
So why did the founders do that? Literally let their families starve to death instead of giving up. That's powerful.
Right, because they knew that they had to preserve the sanctity of the human conscience and the human soul. Your ability to say yes or no, and someone can kill you, but they can't make you submit to them unless you submit yourself.
So let me ask you this, Stuart. Where are we going? Because Pelosi comes out and threatens to become a dictator. And well, here, let's play the clip. Cue up Pelosi. I mean, you talk about a monstrous person in her fascist dress. Here it is.
The Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say, because if the president can declare an emergency on something that he has created as an emergency, an illusion that he wants to convey, just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people. You want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would.
Even though gun crime's way down, what do you make of that, Stuart?
Well, it's a scare tactic. What she's trying to say is that you know, hey, you can't do this, and Republicans should oppose the president because he's opening the door for all kinds of problems. And I've even heard conservatives say, this is a problem, you shouldn't do this because they could do this down the road. If they're advocating something unconstitutional, like gun confiscation, then they can't do it under the Constitution. It doesn't matter what Trump does regarding something that's perfectly constitutional. This is why, you know, self-defense of the nation and our borders repelling an invasion is squarely constitutional. It's one of his duties. So I don't really give much concern for this being a bad precedent for down the road. If they go and try to use a national emergency, you know, so-called, to confiscate firearms, it's unconstitutional, and then we just fight.
Well, I was about to say, but let's expand on that. The left is spoiling for some weird war and all these Antifa wimps. Can they imagine if they do start a war and the veneer of civilization peels away in seconds? Do they understand that everything conservatives and Christians have done to build businesses and to serve their country and their family, that people have already, the public's already scouted everything out. And they don't want to do this, but everybody's going to know the moment. And then I don't think these leftists realize what's going to happen to them.
No, they don't. And I want to stress that I don't want that. Like right now, I'm being smeared by Media Matters trying to say that, you know, we talked about murdering leftists on a show prior, you know, and sure. What we talked about is that if there's a civil war, they'll lose, and they'll force us to have to fight.
And they hate that.
Right. So a lot of them, I think, know it. I think the elites understand they can't go too far too fast. So what they're trying to do is condition us, and they're waiting until one of them is commander-in-chief. They're not going to try something like this while Trump's in. They would prefer, if they're going to have an outright fight with us, they want to make sure that one of them is commander-in-chief. So that's why you got to watch out for a future Democrat as commander-in-chief under those conditions. Like with Hillary, if Hillary had won, I think all bets were off.
No, I agree. They were going over the censorship, everything. In fact, they're going ahead with it as if she had won. But here's the thing. I'm not an authoritarian. But when you're faced with authoritarianism, then what do you do? Because the Democratic Party is not an American party. They're a globalist anti-American party. They say America was never great, will never be great. We shouldn't have borders. They're allied with foreign governments. I don't think they qualify as a party that can even be in the electoral system.
Well, what President can do is he can use the Constitution to suppress the insurrection. He has an open insurrection in the entire state of California. The elected officials there with their sanctuary state, they're in open rebellion against the laws of the Union. And the clearest law of the Union that's, you know, very constitutional is a law against illegal immigration and harboring illegals. They're committing felonies. So what Trump could do is he could prosecute them for the DOJ, but he could also call up the militia to go and suppress the insurrection that's happening right now in California. He could do that. It's constitutional power.
I know everybody I know that lives in California, especially Southern California, they say we're all trying to get out. I mean, it is a freaking hellhole. We're going to go to break, come back and take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is Stuart Rhodes, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're going to take a few-minute break here when we come back and play part of this Alan Dershowitz interview on Tucker Carlson last night, in case you didn't know that they really are trying a 25th Amendment coup against the president. That's now mainstream news. I mean, we told you the emergency was coming. We told you this was going on. We broke it almost a year ago, but now it's all confirmed. Fourth hour straight ahead. Stay with us, 877-789-ALEX. Please don't forget a bunch of big specials in this Sunday, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.